These, I regret learning nothing, and I regret learning the wrong things. Apparently, things haven't changed much since the days of King Solomon. In Proverbs 5, he wrote, "You will say, oh, how I hated discipline. If only I had not ignored all the warnings. Why didn't I listen to my teachers? Why didn't I pay attention to my instructors?" Solomon knew that we can never get time back and that opportunities to learn and improve ourselves may not come again. We still have more than 90% of this year in front of us, and we can improve a lot of things in our lives if we're willing to learn. So who do I need to call for advice? What books do I need to read? Is there a seminar I need to attend? When am I going to get started? If we commit to learning this year, we won't regret it, and that's good news. I'm John Schmidt, the senior pastor of Centerpoint Fellowship Church, centeringlives.com.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at montgomerysubaru.com. Montgomery Subaru.
Rich Thomas Weather. Well, hi, everybody. Winter is on hold for a few more days. Today, very mild. Today, we'll call it mostly cloudy. Risk of a few stray showers. High temperature up to about 74. Unusually warm overnight tonight. Warmer than we normally get during the daytime hours in February. Our low temperature is 62. Tomorrow, a few sun breaks, perhaps. Otherwise, mostly cloudy. Generally dry. High in the upper 70s to around 80. Thursday, high again near 80. At least partly sunny. And then scattered showers come in Thursday night into Friday as a cold front moves through the state. Friday's high temperature back to the upper 50s. Then cool sunshine, upper 50s on Saturday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
River Region, are you worried about a loved one in a nursing home going broke, or that you may outlive your retirement, or just need tips on downsizing? Come to our Life and Legacy series starting February 12th. Call 649-4911. Call 649-4911.
Hey, sweetheart. This Valentine's is as easy as 1, 2, 3 at Marguerite's. Surprise me with the vintage diamond necklace for $100. Maybe the diamond studs for $2. Or hug my neck with the $300 triple diamond cross necklace. You go, babe. 1, 2, 3 at Marguerite's. At Marguerite's, they make it. They really make it.
Marguerite's is open every day through Valentine's. Marguerite's is in the Peppertree Shopping Center on Vaughn Road.
With Wow's super fast internet starting at just $39.99 a month, when paired with their most popular TV package for just $45 more per month, I can catch up on last season? Wow. Catch the next season? Wow. Catch all the buzzer beaters? Wow. And catch up with my crew? Whoa. Now that's Wow. Get choice. Get value. Get Wow. Call 1-855-WOWWAY2 or visit wowway.com for details. Limited time offer requires 2-year agreement, auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change, prices exclude taxes and fees. New customers only.
When we go out for lunch, we love Sinclair's. They have something for even the pickiest eaters in our bunch.
We serve our same appetizers, which a lot of folks come in and have them for lunch or for dinner. And we also do burgers and fresh seafood.
And the budget-conscious ones.
You really can spend anywhere from $5, $6, $7, $8 to $25, $30 if you want to go for the higher-end meal.
Sinclair's salads are always my go-to choice. I love their variety, which is why they've been a River Region favorite for years.
We've been known for our salads since we opened. We do a lot of smaller salads, but we do a lot of dinner entree type salads, cuts of chicken or shrimp or fresh fish on it, you know, however you want to do it. Shrimp and avocados are real popular that we've sold for years and years.
All their salads, steaks, burgers, seafood are all locally sourced, and that means a lot to me. Let's not forget their pasta dishes.
I like one called Mediterranean chicken pasta, which is a fried chicken breast over angel hair pasta with a red sauce on it that's really, really good.
We love going to Sinclair's for lunch, dinner, or both. Sinclair's, a Montgomery tradition at Vaughn and Taylor Road.
Forget the candy, forget the flowers. She wants to go to the spa. Face it, stuffed bears are for children and flowers fade. Treat her to the gift of relaxation. Get her a gift certificate from Smart Skin Med Spa and Salon. Call 365-5559 or go to smartskinspasalon.com.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM. Now, here's Baron and Jack.
You don't know how I feel. You'll never know how I feel. guys. Welcome back in.
It's all right. All right, girl. You can hurt me.
Isn't this a great song?
I love this song. It gives me a lot of energy, but I just got some bum news.
What happened?
I just asked Jack, was he still running for mayor, and he told me no.
Yeah, no, I think he's going to opt out.
You don't know that for sure.
Well, no. We don't know that for sure.
Well, he's you just said. You're not
well, running. I know, and a lot of people.
Maybe that time.
Yeah,
yet.
Right.
Wait till the airways get flooded with requests for you to run, then you'll reconsider, right?
Right. If we had a donate now button where people could financially encourage him to run, and then if he decided he didn't raise enough money, he'd give all the money back.
He'd go broke.
I think it would break the internet. I mean, it could raise so many millions of dollars. The city might, actually, you probably don't want him to run. The city might experience financial calamity. All the resources being pulled out of town, put into this.
Well, the word on the street is that you're for Elton. Is that true?
I would suspect that it's the better part of valor to say that I'm for the candidate that's going to win. There's no secret to the extent that I have worked with Elton since 2004 when I was chair and he was vice chair, and that he's chair and I'm a mayor, and we stand kind of at each other's side, and everything we do is a jointness, and that's what I said to him, that I'm not going to endorse any candidate. But if it's a mental health issue and we're saying good things about the probate judge, I'm having the probate judge stand next to me. If it's relative to David Woods and he's doing things that are supportive and of this community, and it calls me to be in partnership with him, I'm going to do that. But I'll let everybody kind of arrive at their own conclusion. But, you know, it's really early. You can't even start.
How many you don't have to say who, but how many separate people have contacted you and told you I'm running?
One, two, three, four, five.
Five total?
Maybe five, maybe six.
So we're looking at least five or six in the race by the time it's all said and done?
I think there are a couple that haven't raised their hands yet.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I wouldn't be shocked if there's not some females that eventually raise their hands. You know, we've never had a female mayor. We've had a few.
I thought Linda was the mayor.
Yeah, right. Not before 10 o'clock.
She's the shadow mayor. Shadow mayor.
I had a lot of fun at the State of the City a couple of weeks ago when I talked about that she's allergic to mornings. So and this first lady thing she doesn't cotton much to that. That's why I got two daughters that are representing her and all these boards that are out there. And as a matter of fact, at this breakfast, it started at 7:30. My two daughters and sons-in-law were there, but Linda was still asleep. She didn't even say, "Well, how did you do?"
It's good to be the prince this year.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
We do have some calls from last hour that people held on through the break, and they've obviously heard that you're in, so maybe they would redirect their call to something that even the mayor of the city of Montgomery could
weigh in. Well, let's get the stuff that you guys can handle.
Jersey.
Hey, good morning.
Morning.
I didn't know the mayor was going to be there. Not that that's a bad thing. It's just that I was going to say, when my Brook music fades away, I just turn you guys on because it's so soothing.
Yeah, right. And that's why I come. That's why I come, to get my blood pressure down. That's why I come here.
Anyway, you're not running this next time, huh?
No, you know, it's three terms.
It's old, doesn't it?
There's a time, you know, you're never not the mayor. And it's not that I'm tired. It's just sometimes you just get weary, you know.
Well, it gets old. It's just like anything else. You just need a break.
At the end of the day, there are a lot of things that you don't have any authority over, but everybody expects you to fix it.
How many nights a week, on average, do you have an event that you go to?
Well, I could do it every night.
I know you could.
But we generally try to be home by 6:30, 7 o'clock, three or four nights a week. We have something to do. As long as I'm home by 6:30, I'm fine. It's the 6:30 in the morning time frames of 7 o'clock that really does. Like, you know, we were in Tuscaloosa this past weekend for the big city mayors. Necessary, but, you know, you got to travel over there. We were only there 10 or 12 hours, did meaningful work, but I was tired.
Last night,
we had a dinner engagement that was...
Well, and I'm not saying you're old. You're not old by any stretch of the imagination. You look great, honestly.
It's just a number.
You look like you're 55, 58 years old. But you do slow down over. I mean, hell, I'm not even 40 yet, and I've already slowed down a little bit. I mean, it takes its time.
I can see it in my golf game. I used to bust it out there 230, 240 yards. Now I bust it 180, you know. It's there are some medical issues that I've been attuned to. Nobody said it as I walked in, but I've lost 15 pounds because, you know, the diabetes and the
you have diabetes?
Kidney.
And you say it like Wilford Brimley?
Well, I don't know who he is, but
he's the guy from Cocoon who used to sell diabetes supplies.
Diabetes. Well, anyway, I went over the number, you know, and
What's it? A1C. It gets over 6 and they start complaining.
I think that mine was like 6.6 or something like that.
Well, I know mine keeps going up, and it got up to like 5.8 or 5.9 in my doctor.
That's pre.
Yeah, I know, but my doctor's this cute little Indian guy, and he said, don't make me put you on pills.
Yeah,
I'll put you on pills the rest of your life. Yeah,
well, that's what they said 3 months ago, and I said, now on your life, let's get some weight off, let's some exercise.
That's why I keep the chocolate and candy and cookies in the drawer, so I get exercise rolling back and forth getting it. What else is going on in the city of Montgomery? Hey, thanks for your call, Jersey. I do it.
We've been on a roll lately, getting a lot of awards from a technology standpoint. We've announced, the Living Lab with the power company. We announced back in the recycling business. We talked about being the top 10 digital city. We've talked about the Star Watch. With our Star Center that really came from Mobile, and we've been in a position to take every single camera that's in the public domain and put it in one spot so we can have real-time eyes. It triples the ability for a patrol officer now. He can see, 25, 30,000 cameras. It's helpful in...
Are these like any camera that's in public?
Any camera.
So like if I have a camera on my house, can I give it to you?
You can. No, you got to go through the process of giving us permission to.
I don't want to give you the ones in my house.
Nope.
Because I've been known to go get milk at night.
No privacy. But just think about the fact, we call it a digital patrol.
Yeah.
Because you're sitting, two or three guys are sitting in, and it's obviously helpful if there's going to be mass situations, whether it be marches or hostage situation, those kind of things. But just think, in a normal scenario, if you've got a call and you say it's a school lockdown situation because of whatever, we've got cameras now there. We've got cameras inside, and you can instantaneously determine. You can even probably know what the person looks like, get a better description. So it's going to be a force multiplier for us, and I think over time it's going to be very helpful. We've already used it just. Getting it up and running to solve some crime, particularly in concert with Mobile. I was in Tuscaloosa with the big city mayors, and Sandy Stimson, the mayor of Mobile, has had this for a couple of years. They had a car description that was stolen, and they put out up and down the interstate. Well, we just happened to have a camera that saw this car, matched the description, able to get a license plate, got it back to Mobile. Car's recovered, and the guy's now in jail.
You know, I don't know if I'm giving away secrets or not. But I'm amazed when people steal cars or go on the lam and use the interstate system.
Yeah, isn't it crazy?
I'm like,
yeah.
I want to put a little dirt over your license plate if you're going to do that.
Well, there are some techniques out there that we kind of keep to ourselves because they are crime fighters. And
as soon as I hear he may have crossed the border into Florida, I'm like, oh, may have.
Yeah, right. And sometimes there's a kind of disinformation.
Sure, you're trying to throw them off the track. Right, exactly. I mean, listen, I don't. I'm not opposed to you guys doing whatever it takes to keep a kid safe or something. Yep. If somebody's been kidnapped.
Absolutely, no question. And that's going to help us in all kind of crime fighting.
Yeah, and no doubt about it. Real quickly, I do have to take a break. My friends at Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, guys, get by there when you get the opportunity. Miss Dot loves meeting News and Views listeners. Go by there, knock on her door, and say, Miss Dot, I heard you love News and Views listeners. And she'll say, absolutely, absolutely. She has 60,000 square feet, 200 vendors. And, when you go by there, it's just an experience. It's just a shopping experience. Three floors.
You can always find something you want, too.
Always. And for birthdays, Valentine's Day, special occasions, holidays, that hard-to-shop-for person is easy to shop for at Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Easy, easy, easy. Because there's everything. I mean, you just walk through there. Something will jump out at you, I promise. So if you got that hard-to-shop-for person, get by Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. If you're looking for some quality stuff, the way they used to make it, then get by Eastbrook Flea Market Antique Mall on Coliseum Boulevard just off Atlanta Highway. More with the mayor, Jack Campbell, Baron Coleman, right after this.
Newstalk 93.1 FM WACV.
Advertising drives the local economy. If you own a business, advertising on radio works, allowing you to grow your business. Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help you grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, and I'm here to set the record straight. Long gone are the days of having to put down huge sums of money to purchase your very own home. For the veterans listening, a VA home loan is the way to go. No money down, and for those who are looking to purchase in rural areas, including the cities of Wetumpka, Deatsville, and Tallahassee, there are 100% financing options available. You heard me right, 100% financing. That's no, zip, zero money down. We at Alabama Home Mortgage also offer home purchase loans with as little as 3% down. Wait no longer. It's time to make the call to change it all. Take your first step towards home ownership by getting pre-approved for an Alabama Home Mortgage today. Call me, Kim Williams, today at 567-4223 or visit our website at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama Home Mortgage. NMLS 372-374, Equal Housing Lender.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
City of Montgomery and here, Todd Strange, in his last 9 months of office.
It's about 10-10 on November the 12th.
Not that you're counting.
Exactly.
Right. The detractors and the haters and the anti-Todd Strange contingency, it doesn't matter who you are. You're Mr. 80%. You know, you won 80% on your re-election a couple times ago. Not 91% like Billy Gillespie up in Autauga County, but 80% is respectable.
It's I only had one other opponent. How about 57 with
like seven
six,
ways?
Yeah, with
no
six
runoff
candidates. That's
well,
exactly right.
Someone texted me earlier and says, "Buena Del Vista Verde going to run again?" Because you remember in the debate at Shakespeare when she said, "I got a 7-point plan."
Yeah.
And someone said, "Well, what's on your 7-point plan?" She's like, "I'm not going to reveal it yet." It was like a week before the election. I'm wondering.
I tell you what, those election cycles are very humbling.
They are. We were going to talk. We talked last time when you were here.
About
you were here
the celebratory
mid-January
gunfire.
Yeah.
You know, but there's been a lot of progress. You know, I just mentioned the Star Watch. You know, to the extent that neighbors don't want to talk about their neighbors, but they don't want the gunfire from their neighbors. Now we're going to be able to use smart cameras that are going to be able to see who's firing. Now, if it's a misdemeanor, which celebratory gunfire is, we're not going to be able to make the arrest, but at least you can go knock on the door, see if there are any warrants out there. There, you know, you can talk a bit about it. You can kind of look at their house.
What do people do? Do they just go outside and shoot the guns in the air?
Yeah, and then you get answered. And, you know, whether we talked about it or not, I'll say it again, the social side of the equation will say because of the weather and everybody's cooped up and they couldn't go out that night, they were pretty frustrated. They were all pent up. So they just go out on their back stoop and shoot an AK-47 40 times, and then they get answered and 14 other people answer, and all of a sudden you got a lot of celebratory gunfire. We talked yesterday again. Everybody has that issue. Now, in Montgomery, may have been larger than it was previously. We had a few more calls. But at the end of the day, if one hurts somebody, it's tragic. And so we're going to put in an ordinance that calls it out specifically against it. And we're also going to make the same as prostitution. There's going to be a mandatory jail time of 7 days with the first offense and then subsequently with that. So hopefully that'll help. But at the end of the day, we just got too many guns out there, particularly those that are got rapid fire. And I don't even want to get into the Second Amendment conversation, but we've been able to at least have a game plan in the next celebratory time, which probably is going to be the 4th of July.
Why wasn't that game plan in effect prior to this one?
Well,
there had been, obviously the camera system was not in place, right. but in terms of
talking about the ordinance,
well, or just rolling through neighborhoods,
we do it all the time. We do that all the time. Part walk and talk through all the neighborhoods, rolling through the neighborhood. We do that continuously, but it's very easy to find out when you're going to roll through a neighborhood. You just camp out and wait for it if you're trying to think about it. But in this particular case, I think it was just a response to the coopness. And I guess it would be inappropriate for me not to acknowledge that we had more celebratory gunfire previously. But we have made some arrests, and we will continue to make arrests. And what we need to do is have our community be helpful and say, okay, John Jones or Sally Smith, two doors down, is the one that's doing it.
Because
we have to witness it. The law enforcement has to witness because it's a misdemeanor.
Is Montgomery recycling again?
Yes, sir. We've been getting into the test mode since about mid-month of January, but last Thursday, I guess it was, we kind of cut the ribbon, and they're at about 70%, I guess, of operations. Got about 45 or 50 employees going to 65. I think all of our routes this week will be going there. The big difference between last time and this time is that last time it was all about the commodity, all about trying to keep it out of the landfill and into the commodities recyclable market. Here it's all about refuse derived fuel. They put in about $10 million of equipment to be able to process to get to the fuel, which will be on
what is the fuel? What are they going for?
Alternative to coal, whether it be paper or whatever that would burn, they can shred it and they can bundle it. And with the next phase, they can actually palletize it, which would allow it to be used in the utilities. The principals are in the concrete business. Concrete uses a lot of coal to burn, and so therefore there's a ready-made market for that.
At the end of the, are they doing anything with glass metal and stuff like that?
That's the recyclable side of the equation.
So they're doing both.
They're doing both, but...
Is the city profiting off of it anyway?
We could. Well, obviously, we're profiting in the fact that we're going to save cost on landfill. We're going to save cost on maintenance on our packers and things like that, which is going to extend those life. Big payback is about $3 million bucks every time we do a fuel cell. I think the number is we've moved our need for landfill about to 2075, which is huge in a cost standpoint.
And what was it before?
Probably 10 to 12 years that we've added.
You put it off 30 or 40 years.
Yeah.
That's right, you know.
Exactly.
It's not negligible.
Exactly. And also.
Are they paying us for the right to have our trash? I mean, what's the cost structure?
Yeah, only to the extent that we would participate in the profitability of the company, do we get a return? Our payback is in the fact that, number one, we're recyclable. Number two, we're green city. Number three, millennials love it. The military loves it. So,
yeah, but in terms of to the budget, when we take our trash, okay, we have a truck full of trash. Before, we were just taking it to the landfill. Now we take it to the recycling center. Do we pay them? Do they pay
us?
We
do not.
Do they pay us anything?
No.
So they're just getting our trash for free?
They're getting our trash. So, because we were deferring from the landfill.
That's so we're still making the payment on the
recycling.
And when they sell the commodities, who gets that money?
Well, we would participate in the profitability of the company.
Okay, so if they sell $1 million worth of commodities 1 year.
A couple hundred thousand.
So yes. we get a percentage around quarter maybe?
That's correct.
And is that profitability over and above everything else? Is that bottom of the line profitability, or is that or below the line profitability, or is that out of gross revenue?
No, it would be profitability of a company.
Okay, so our biggest payback
is the diversion of the refuge that keeps the landfill from having to be closed and to build new cells. Because every time you close a landfill, you got to put a letter of credit up against the landfill closing.
Yeah.
And that's like a $5 or $6 million endeavor. The big issue is you're always on concrete or always on asphalt. You're not running out. So your maintenance costs go substantially down.
And their trucks take their stuff to the landfill when they're done
with
it?
Yes. Correct.
So if we take 100 tons over there and they get 30 tons of recyclable materials and there's 70 tons, that 70 tons goes to our landfill and they don't pay us a fee.
They do not pay us a fee except to the extent that if it goes over a certain amount, they would, in fact.
Are other communities bringing to them?
Not yet, but could.
Communities bring to it, do we get paid?
Over a certain amount of total tonnage that goes to the landfill, we would then participate.
But let's say that total tonnage is X, and Montgomery's providing X minus 100, and Opelika wants to put in 100. We don't get any of that money because that just brings them back up to X, correct? That,
except to their profitability.
And the profitability, again, is bottom-line profitability.
That's correct. What would you do?
Shouldn't we do something off the gross revenue?
Well, we sent out RFPs to about 30 companies, and we negotiated a proposal. At the end of the day, our payback, and it's a neutral. We're in our minds and on the financial books, we're paying, I can't remember, it's 2.1 or something like that. Our payback will be the diversion of the landfill and the cost associated there, capital cost. It's a break-even.
I just don't like it.
It's a break-even for us, plus it's green, and we're addressing millennials.
Well, I mean, I don't give a damn about millennials.
Well, you better.
Well, I don't.
They're our future.
To hell.
There was more yak on Facebook and media about this particular deal than it was about any of our technology.
They live in the basement with their grandmother. I'm not worried about millennials. I'm more worried about if Opelika is now able to access our landfill for free instead of them paying.
They won't be.
Well, or Prattville or Pike Road. Or
Prattville will come closest to that, but it's really a not issue for Prattville. It's an issue for the hauler for Prattville.
And but like Pike Road, we have private trash. Where are they dumping? Are they dumping in your landfill?
I don't think so.
Might they? If they realize they can dump for free?
Well, it's not that they dump for free. They're gonna pay the company. They're going to pay the company for handling the refuge.
Oh, okay. So they,
So that's but we don't get any money of it. Again, at the profitability level, yes.
But this isn't a nonprofit corporation. They're going to have exorbitant executive salaries and middle management. They're going, you know, it's not audit.
We got audit privileges.
Well, I know, but is there clawback in there if they start paying their people too much?
Can't answer that one.
Well, I mean, that's what I'm worried about. I mean, if they profit $1 million a year and then they become three times as efficient, and they would be profiting $3 million a year, but they just give their executives $2 million, so they're still just profiting $1 million. How does that help Montgomery?
Well, how about the fact that we're in the recycling business?
I don't give a damn about it. I want money. I mean, we own the city of Montgomery owns that facility and pays the note.
We didn't to start with.
Well,
we took it because that was, in fact, the
might as well own it. We had the note on it to begin with.
Well, technically, we did not. Well. Technically, we did not. We could have walked away from that, but we chose not to because we wanted a recycling facility that would, in fact, allow us to be in the
recycling. And I think you should
business.
Be. I mean, I think if you're going to have municipal trash services, you should be able to recycle. There's no doubt about it. And for that, I applaud you for getting the job done. I just worry about the structure of the deal. And I understand you can only take the deals that are available to you, and if that's the best deal you can get, then you got to take it. I mean, if it was an extraordinarily profitable business, there would have been more than 30
That's
RFPs.
Exactly correct.
And you'd have negotiated.
Well, it came down to really three.
Well, see what I'm saying? I mean, it can't be that profitable.
It's not.
But
if you get refuse derived fuel out of it, as opposed to just the commodity side of the equation, you got a better opportunity.
Well, I wish you luck. I hope it works. 33 minutes after 10.
Me too.
Yeah, I bet you
Me too.
We'll be back 33 minutes after. Your phone calls are welcome. 272-9228. Mayor Todd Strange, potential future Mayor Jack Campbell, and your humble host, Baron Coleman, back after this.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
The Dampier Law Firm, PC 55 North Section Street, Fairhope, Alabama, is responsible for this advertisement. No representation is made that the quality of the legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Attention all active or retired military. If you are diagnosed with tinnitus or hearing loss after using yellow and black or yellow and olive dual-ended earplugs, you may be entitled to significant cash compensation. These earplugs permitted damaging sounds to enter the ear canal. If you served in the military and were later diagnosed with hearing loss or tinnitus, call 800-381-5928 right now to see if you qualify for significant cash compensation. The manufacturer knew of the defect but did not warn its customers. Complaints allege that the manufacturer manipulated test results to make it appear that the plugs met government standards. If you deployed to Iraq or Afghanistan anytime from 2003 through 2015 and are now suffering from diagnosed hearing loss or tinnitus, you may be entitled to significant cash compensation. Call 800-381-5928 right now. Hurry, time is limited. Call 800-381-5928 now to see if you qualify for cash compensation. Call 800-381-5928. That's 800-381-5928. 800-381-5928.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Choir.
AC by Luke Choir wants to help you make this new year be a year of unbelievable comfort. For a limited time, save 25% off a brand new Carrier AC system. Plus, receive a free one-year maintenance agreement and a 10-year parts and labor warranty. Now's the time to save big on a high-efficiency Carrier air conditioning and heating system. Turn to the experts at acbyluquire.com for this and other exclusive offers.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Choir.
License number 84417.
From the Fox Business Network, the service sector of the economy continued to improve last month, though at a softer pace. Stocks are rallying and did not react to the weaker report. The reading measures non-manufacturing businesses, everything from hairdressers to auto repairs to restaurants. Apple shares are rallying. Apple has a deal with France on its unpaid taxes, estimated at more than $570 million. Apple says the bill is the result of a multi-year audit. The French government is pushing for a European Union tax on tech companies. Alphabet, the parent company of Google, is reporting a stronger quarter, but it was paying more to add employees for research and development and for other reasons. Jewelry chain Pandora is reporting a stronger than expected holiday season, though it's also planning to cut costs. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Jenny Cosola.
What does building a better bank look like?
It starts with building Capital One cafes, warm, inviting places that feel nothing like a typical bank, where you can open an account with no fees or minimums in 5 minutes. And you'll always find people ready to help you, not sell you. Welcome to Banking Reimagined. What's in your wallet?
For consumers only. Offered by Capital One and a member FDIC. Cafes available in select locations. Copyright 2018 Capital One.
Well, hi, everybody. Winter is on hold for a few more days. Today, very mild. Today, we'll call it mostly cloudy. Risk of a few stray showers. High temperature up to about 74. Unusually warm overnight tonight. Warmer than we normally get during the daytime hours in February. Our low temperature is 62. Tomorrow, a few sun breaks, perhaps. Otherwise, mostly cloudy. Generally dry. High in the upper 70s to around 80. Thursday, high again near 80. At least partly sunny. And then scattered showers come in Thursday night into Friday as a cold front moves through the state. Friday's high temperature back to the upper 50s, then cool sunshine upper 50s on Saturday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Heirloom Jewelers, specializing in antique and estate jewelry, diamonds, high-end watches, and more. Buy, sell, and trade with Heirloom Jewelers on Vaughn Road. And find Heirloom Jewelers on Facebook. Welcome back in, 38 minutes after 10 o'clock. I have the great mayor of he's a great mayor.
Well, I was wondering about that. I was going to wonder if you had a Freudian slip. You could talk about the mayor of the great city, you know, the great mayor of the city.
The great mayor of the city of Montgomery. I'm fine with that.
There would be people that would take exception to that.
Less than 20%, according to the election two ago.
Yeah.
Our number 272-9228, if you want to get into the mayor. You know what it is? All right, well... I had a question about a tract of land east of here, and apparently Matt.
You own it?
Hell, I wish I did. I wish I owned any dirt.
Matt all over it.
Yeah, like white on rice.
Not figured.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. 567-4223, Kim Williams, Alabama Home Mortgage. You can fill your application out online, alahomemortgage.com, alahomemortgage.com. So you can help. She can help you refinance, buy a new house, buy a second house. That cabin in the woods, the beach house, the mountain house, doesn't matter what it is. If it's in the cozy confines of the four corners of the state of Alabama, Kim Williams and Alabama Home Mortgage can get you squared away. So give her a call, 567-4223. Great time to refinance right now. We're getting a little reprieve. And it's not all about rate. You say, well, I got my rate 18 months ago when rates were lower. Yeah, but you might be paying insurances that you don't have to pay. You might be paying add-ons you don't have to pay. All buried in that bill that you get every month. 567-4223. Call or see if you can get some of that lowered and save you some money. Kim Williams, Alabama Home Mortgage, NMLS number 1586368. She's an equal housing lender. We do have the great mayor of the great city of Montgomery in here.
And you want to answer that question you asked me earlier?
Which one?
About the guy that wanted to know if I owned some property around the EJI deal?
Yeah, he was from out of town. But yeah, apparently, I was asked yesterday by some folks who were in from out of town that they heard that the mayor of the city of Montgomery was involved in the civil rights memorial that had just gone up. And I said, I don't think so. And,
well, we were involved to the extent that the city owned that property.
Well, that may have been.
We in fact, did sell it. We sold it. We didn't give it. We sold it to them and have been working and have sold some other pieces of property to him, to them, the EGI, which will continue to add to the people coming to Montgomery. You know, we had 310,000 more people.
Yeah, I was going to ask you what the economic impact was.
310,000, 107,000 more room nights were sold last year. And that's great and wonderful, and it it really has changed the paradigm about how people think about Montgomery and Birmingham, I'm sorry, Alabama and the South. But $1.6 million is spent every night on travel in Montgomery. And they're not only just going to the museums and the memorial, but they're going to Shakespeare, they're going to the zoo, they're going to the museums. And so it's been good for our
So country. The zoo is at a...
Absolutely. As a matter of fact, I tell this story. The weekend that it was opened in April 26th, my birthday weekend, what is that? Little puppy. Are we trying? Is this from the Humane Society? That's yours. Oh, theirs. Anyway, the weekend that the big John Legend and Stevie Wonder and all the rest of them were here, they had more people visit the White House of the Confederacy than they've ever had.
Really?
Yeah, exactly right.
Our number 272-9228. If you want to get in, Red Top.
Hey, I know. I called earlier, but nobody else was holding up. Great to hear about the recycling, Mayor. We need to know how it started, if it started. I've got tons of recyclables ready. What we need to do to prepare our items for recycling. And last but not least, what's with the lot cops and the surveillance of the people of Montgomery with the solar-powered lot cop? For instance, the one I saw on Ann Street. Why do we need this level of surveillance? And all the people of how many of these do you have? And are the people of Montgomery aware you're surveilling them in that nature?
I'll hang up
because I know you have a lot of them.
All right, Richard, let's start from the beginning on recycling. The beauty is you don't have to do anything. You just
put it
in your green can. There are some people that don't think they're recycling when they do it that way. And so there have been several calls for us to have a recycling bin. And we are working towards getting a recycling bin right outside of the gate of the recycling center that people can come and dump their true recyclables that they have separated because they think that's the only way to do it, but it's no issue. You just put it in your green can, it gets separated over there. You said something about a lot cop or something like that. Surveillance cameras. We've just announced this Star Watch program where we will be in real time able to surveil anything in Montgomery that's got a camera associated with it. Whether it's all those in the public sector, whether it be DOT or ours or utilities, things like that on the outside. If you're a business or a residence and you want to make your camera system available to our network, there is a process that you go through. But at the end of the day, it's a crime fighter, it's a crime deterrent, and it's a crime solver.
I don't know what he's talking about. Solar-powered cameras?
We've got portable that we can put up in a parking lot.
Yeah, they're five different with this system. And that's...
To his point about surveillance, should the city make an announcement and say, we have these cameras and we're going to be watching?
No, we did. That's what it was all about.
That's all you can do is tell people.
Yeah, we got five portables.
Before Christmas, before the holiday season, is when we deployed them out.
Right.
And we use that as a deterrent in high crime areas.
Parking lots.
I got you.
The B&Es, the mall... Shopping centers, stuff like that.
Yeah, I don't have a problem.
The portables, there are five of them that go into this system, usually done in crowd control, those kinds of things. If there's a situation, parades, rallies, protests, all of those kinds of things that go on, we can use...
Y'all still have that rolling treehouse thing?
Yeah, we got two of them, I think. And we put those... kind of is deterrence. Sometimes they're manned and sometimes they aren't manned.
I noticed the windows are awfully dark. I thought they were painted black.
Yeah.
Exactly. The pasta of the week this week at Midtown Pizza Kitchen. Sauteed shrimp with
cherry tomatoes,
artichoke hearts, onions and capers, and a white wine lemon butter sauce served over linguine. This right here is an Italian delicacy. Sauteed shrimp, cherry tomatoes, artichoke hearts, onions, capers, and a white wine, lemon, butter sauce served over linguine. They had this last year. I remember having it. It was spectacular. It was dynamite. I actually took the breadstick. I rarely do this. I took the breadsticks at the end and did the old swirl of all.
Well, that's better than your tongue.
Yeah, well, barely. I wouldn't do it at a fine dining establishment. But I did it.
Zelda Place is a really interesting situation from the get-go when it was an infill. The Aronoffs did that with the Publix and did that infill. And now the retail is gone, but now the entertainment and the food has moved in there.
At lunchtime, it's bedlam.
There's no parking.
Well, there's enough parking to go to Midtown Pizza Kitchen. You just got to go around to the back where they hide all the parking. Because that's where Midtown Pizza Kitchen is located. Get by there for the pasta of the week. It's paired with a salad for $9. You can't get that anywhere else. Those are handmade, homemade dressings made right there in the store. Anytime you want, you can buy them and take them out. So get by Midtown Pizza Kitchen, High Point Shopping Center in Prattville. Hey, if you're worried about parking, go to Prattville. You can get from downtown Montgomery to Prattville, Midtown Pizza Kitchen, as quickly as you can get to Montgomery. The mayor doesn't like me saying that, but it's true.
We're going to do a toll over the Alabama River Bridge. That's what we're going to do. We could pay for our debt.
With people going to Midtown for lunch. We'll be back, guys.
Heavenly above, because heaven's got a number when she's spinning me around. Kissing is a color, a loving is a wild dog. She's got the look.
You get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes, three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
So, Bubba, this is the house we're going to hit tonight.
Ooh, it's super dark.
Yeah, it's perfect.
If your house doesn't have sufficient outdoor lighting, it's a prime target for burglars and vandals. That's why you should call Crosby Electric today.
Okay, Bubba, you run up to the back door.
Well, I'm not running in the dark. That's dangerous.
Bubba's right. The experts at Crosby Electric can install attractive outdoor lighting that makes it safer for you and your guests to navigate around steps, pools, and other tripping hazards.
Here, Bubba, use this flashlight.
Oh, thanks. Ooh, they got some expensive landscaping. They could really make this pop with some nice accent lighting.
Will you get moving?
Okay, okay.
Oh, no, they got motion sensor lights. Let's get out of here.
Ooh, is that an arborvitae? Wow.
Get in the car, Bubba.
All right, all right.
Outdoor lighting from Crosby Electric. It just makes sense for a lot of reasons. Visit CrosbyElectric.com or call 272-2085.
Big A Tires been serving the Montgomery area 40 years, still going strong. They are Big A Tires, and they carry all tire brands, priced for your budget, including Michelin, Bridgestone, Firestone, Cooper, also Michelin, BF Goodrich, and Uniroyal at Dealer Invoice. If you need an oil change, they can take care of it. They also align your car and replace any parts needed. Make sure when it comes to car or truck repair, you see Big A Tire just past Bama Lanes on the Atlanta Highway.
Hey, sweetheart. This Valentine's is as easy as 1, 2, 3 at Marguerite's. Surprise me with a vintage diamond necklace for $100. Maybe the diamond studs for $2. Or hug my neck with the $300 triple diamond cross necklace. You go, babe. 1, 2, 3 at Marguerite's. At Marguerite's, they make it. They really make it.
Marguerite's is open every day through Valentine's. Marguerite's is in the Peppertree Shopping Center on Vaughn Road.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
All right, guys, 9 minutes to the top of the hour. I've got the mayor in the city, the mayor of the city of Montgomery, in for a few more minutes.
Red Top called and wanted to know where the recycling facility is.
Yeah.
It's at the end of Louisville Street, right off the Northern Bypass. It's been there for, 6 years now?
Is that all? I thought it was like 10 years old.
Nah, it's not been. Because it was done several years after I got in office.
Same exit you get off to go to the marina.
Absolutely.
And then go left instead of right.
Okay. Or right.
Instead of right, right, right to get to the marina, you go right, left. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Georgia. Something like
correct?
That.
Well, it depends on which way you're on the northern bypass.
Well,
you
got to
do
point.
The loop around and then hang a left.
If you come off 65, it's right, right,
right.
The adoption law firm, Sam McClure, the adoption firm. This is a great, great service, guys. The city of Montgomery is truly blessed to have Sam McClure and the adoption firm. You can check them out online if you have any questions, want to see a video about the adoption process, learn some information before calling. That's fine. Theadoptionfirm.com. Theadoptionfirm.com. Sam McClure, he and his wife Mary Beth started this when they went through the adoption process themselves and they realized, boy, that was more confusing and time consuming and costly than it should have been. He's a lawyer, so he said, why don't I do something about it? He opened the adoption firm to help people all over the state of Alabama with their adoptions. In-state, out-of-state, cross-state boundaries, he can help you. Foster adoptions, infant adoptions, family adoptions, foreign adoptions, he can handle all that and more. It does not have to be terrifying, expensive, costly process. Sam McClure makes sure that you get the representation you need at the cost you can afford. 546-2009. If you have any questions, if you're thinking about it in any capacity, you call him. You call him before you start doing anything. 546-2009. He'll tell you how to get the process started to make sure you get off on the right foot. 546-2009, theadoptionfirm.com.
A representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Todd Strange is here, and it's about the only time we talk to John DeVoe anymore.
He called this morning on another show.
Oh, yeah? Well.
Hey, Baron. Hey, Jack.
Hey, John.
Call the emergency animal control number.
But Mayor, in this time of the year, every year in Selma, they have the annual bridge crossing jubilee celebration.
Absolutely.
And then, they do it every year in Selma, but every 5 years they come all the way up to Montgomery. And so, the last time they did that was 2015. They'll be doing it again in
next year,
2020. Yes. How prepared is the city for, you know, the whole world coming to Montgomery for that annual event, every 5 year event?
Well, first of all, we're going to get through this year because we got Faith in Politics coming here. There'll be 50 or 60, maybe a little bit more because we got some big name folks coming for this Faith in Politics. But after that, we'll roll into the 2020. But know that we had the 2015, and we do have some experience, and we've got some people that will be in charge of that, and we'll handle it quite well and welcome them with open arms.
When is our Faith in Politics coming?
I think the May 1st, the 2nd,
March
or 3rd. March 1st, 2nd, or 3rd.
All right.
I think
thanks, Mayor. Peace
days.
And blessings.
Thank you, bud. Appreciate it.
Did we get out of that without a PSA? Or did he sneak one in there at the beginning?
No, there was no PSA.
He's big on public service announcements.
Yeah, he had.
Oh, I thought you were talking about my bladder thing.
No, Jack, that's I want to know your prostate.
You know, I've been impressed with your show, and it's kind of
well, you're not
consistent,
alone. Mayor.
No consistency. You know, in big time radio, big time TV, about 45 minutes is the talk, and 15 or 20 are the commercials. I'm thinking you get a little more than 15 minutes for commercials. That means that you're making a lot of money.
Well. It's a successful program here.
Baron does like to hear himself talk.
Yeah, but he does his own commercials.
I know he does.
Well, except for the recording.
Representations made.
Yeah. Is that your voice just sped up?
No, that's Jay Scott.
Is that Jay? Yeah. I think I did recognize that.
That's Jay Scott running double time.
Are y'all up at 6:35 in the morning?
Mayor, I got 7 kids.
Okay, yes. Well, you're probably not watching TV.
No.
WAK does something over here with this crew that's over here. 6:35.
I've seen it.
I mean, it's mindless entertainment. They were talking about the top 10 fears, you know, and I said, throw them a curve because I think the biggest fear is fear of failure. It keeps people from doing lots of things.
Yeah, but really? Snakes was number one, snakes. And I get it.
Yeah, me too. 3 foot live one, right?
I'm not afraid of snakes, but you give me a spider.
Third grade school girl.
Oh, man, I'll run. You know, there's a video somewhere. Mr. Mayor, a friend of mine who's now passed away, so I have no idea who has possession of this video, but I know as of late as 2007 it existed. He died in 2007, but I saw him about a month before he died. And he told me he had just watched the video of me at 16 years old. There was a spider crawling across his ceiling.
Oops.
And I went up there, and I had a cigarette lighter in my pocket, and I pulled it out, and I said, let me see what happens if I, and I, and he dropped right on me.
Oh, no.
And
you, hurt yourself, right?
The shrill sound I made, I was hitting my head, jumping, I rolled, I like to stop, drop, and roll on the bed.
You mean only you and your laundry man know how scared you were, really were?
It was awful.
Well, I got to tell you, talking about snakes, when I was in college, I was a counselor up at Camp Laney, and they had outdoor showers. And I'm just showering and got my hair soaped up, and I turn around getting soap under my eyes, and there looking at me was one of those big-time rattlers. They're up in the mountains up in North Alabama. You're talking about scared because it was a stall, and how in the world are you going to get out of that stall? If you throw water on it, you don't know what they're going
right.
to do. I was scared.
Who was that? Somebody called and hung up?
Carolyn, what question do you have?
Carolyn, get on the mic. Talk to the mayor. Oh, she doesn't want to talk to the mayor.
You don't like Todd?
I do like
Everybody likes Todd. Even people that don't like Todd like Todd.
What do we
Todd.
Call this show?
News and Views from 9 to noon.
Well, but it's not Tuesday with Todd, though.
That's us.
It's Todd's day, wasn't it?
Todd's day.
Well,
yeah,
what you're gonna have to do is sometime in August. You know, yeah. August 27th is when the election is.
Right.
But who's counting?
I was gonna say. You're gonna have to say, whose day is it gonna be after
that's
the 20? After the 27th.
And that's gonna be a Tuesday.
Yeah, election. On
are
Tuesday.
You going to strongly encourage, and not just for the purposes of this program, but are you going to strongly encourage your successor to stay with the community outreach, because you come on this program monthly. I know you come on another program in town on another station monthly. You come on another program on this station monthly. You do the monthly television. I think it's good that people see the mayor have an opportunity to call.
Do you get comments about being on here?
Absolutely, yeah. They said, well, I heard you on, so forth and so on. Appreciate you doing it. At the end of the day, I don't tweet. I don't text. I don't do all those things that others do. So this is my way of being able to talk and to give information, correct information, or to the extent I understand it is correct, to those people that want to hear about things. And, you know,
but
we get potholes.
But everybody has an opportunity to call you.
And
anybody
we get potholes
can.
Fixed. We get traffic signals fixed. We answer questions about recycling. And you plug the things that are good about Montgomery, and you hear what's on people's mind. A lot of times, we'll leave this show and go check on whatever it was that they called about.
You remember when Emery was on some radio show, and people were calling in with questions. They're like, Emery, I have a real cat problem in my neighborhood. There are all these feral cats running around, and they're in my backyard, and they're digging, and I think y'all need to do something with it, with the city. And he said, ma'am, have you ever tried to hurt a damn cat? No. Well, let me tell you something. Do what I do. Open the door and let the damn dog out. That'll get rid of the...
Yep. I hear about it all the time.
Are you going to encourage your successor to keep the community outreach?
To the extent that person would even listen to any advice. But I think, first of all, they're going to have to get comfortable with who they are. Yeah. They're going to have to get comfortable with knowing what the issues are. But I'm not afraid to say, hey, I don't know. You know, that's the thing I was going to say is one of the nicest compliments I get is when people tell me I'm a nicer Emery Farmer.
Someone said that?
Oh, I'm told that all the time.
Just because you're crusty and a curmudgeon?
No. He was incredibly efficient, incredibly fiscally sound, and mean as hell.
Well, I take the meanness away.
Yeah, I know.
Try to be efficient.
We'll see you the first Tuesday
It'll be
next
fun,
month.
Always. Thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah, it's looking March 5-ish.
We will Sounds put it like down.
Captain Morrow, good to see you as always.
Good to see you, Matt.
We'll see you next month. And